You are listening to a free version of the Majority Report with Sam Steeter. To support the show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeter, where every day is casual Friday. That means Monday is casual Monday. Tuesday, casual Tuesday. Wednesday, casual hump day. Thursday, casual Thurs. That's what we call it. And Friday, casual Shabbat. The Majority Report with Sam Steeter.
It is Friday, October 31st, 2014. My name is Sam Steeter. This is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live, never in the metaphorical and no longer in the literal shadow of the New York Times building, having escaped the Dollar Lunch District of Manhattan for the most populated borough in New York City, sunny downtown Brooklyn. On the program today, special guest, just days away from the midterm elections. Also on the program today, Ebola nurses gone wild. Court now says she can go out in public, but she has to stand 3 feet away from people. Also on the program today in Georgia, site of what is considered to be one of the tightest Senate races, which could very well determine control of the Senate, 1%, 40,000 registrations from predominantly Democratic areas, constituting 1% of the projected vote, have gone missing. But what are you going to do? Also on the program today, apparently Tim Cook is gay. I don't know that I could have named Tim Cook yesterday as the head of
you didn't know
of Apple.
You didn't know Tim Cook was head of Apple?
I really didn't know. I mean, I knew that it wasn't that Steve Jobs had passed away.
What?
Also on the program today, well, we've got some other stuff. They have finally captured Matthew Frayne, is that his name? Who had hid in the woods of Pennsylvania. Now, folks, I know many of you had tuned in hoping that we would do our Halloween special. I'm not sure, you know, the quality of our sound today. We are still in the process of moving. We have now moved to Brooklyn. And it was extremely difficult, not the least of which, because apparently Michael did not know how to use tape. And so we had to spend a lot of time showing Michael how to use tape, not audio tape, just tape that goes around the box. But I think you've more or less got it down now. Why are you looking at me like that, Michael?
I'm just sending you a quiet death wish through my eyes.
No, I mean, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, you know,
nothing at all.
You're still fairly young. What, you're 30 now?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, there's you probably just never had the opportunity to use tape before.
Never, no.
But we took Michael through the process. Sticky side down, has to be flat, remember?
Flat, no, I've already forgotten.
Flat against the cardboard to box up the stuff. But we managed to get here in one piece. We have yet to sort of rig this place so that the sound is good. That's going to take us a while. We're going to take a tech day probably sometime next week after the midterm elections. But speaking of the midterm elections, I wanted to remind you folks, and apparently the page did not go up until last night, but it is there now. And I apologize for those of you who went out to find it. We, in the course of our, well, it was actually not our mess up, but nevertheless, we didn't have a chance to check on it because of the move. We have partnered with the PCCC, and we want all of you, if you can, to help get the vote out. This election, this midterm election, is going to be determined essentially by the makeup of the electorate. We've seen the polls. You've got many races that are extremely tight. And there's an opportunity for you to help. And you can do so from your living room. It is part of Call Out the Vote. Volunteers have already made now, I would imagine, well over 2 million calls. These are focused on some of the more progressive races in the country. Folks like Bruce Braley running for Senate. Jeff Merkley. Others. If you go to majoritycotv.com now, you can sign up. You don't have, you can give as much time or as little as much or as little as you want to give. Very simple. You can make these calls from your home, again, at your convenience. So just sign up. We've got races in Iowa and in South Dakota, Rick Weiland in Colorado. Great organization, and you can be a part of pushing this. Now, there's essentially, as we go into, and we're going to be talking to Cliff on Monday. Cliff, obviously, today is Halloween, as you may or may not know. This is a big day in the lives of children. My daughter has been waiting for Halloween since, I would say, early September, late August. We have been talking about what costume we're going to be wearing.
I thought you were going to say since November 1st, 2013.
Well, she did day one say, this is what, but this is the first Halloween we're going to be spending in Brooklyn, and it's there's quite, it's very Halloween friendly, apparently. And so Mila is going as a monster bride. It turns
like the
out.
Bride of Frankenstein or just monster, like random?
She said, I quote, Monster Bride, a.k.a. Bride of Frankenstein.
Ah. So we're on the same page, Mila and I.
Yeah. She's nine. on top of that, I'm going to be going. I don't like to dress up for Halloween. Usually what I do is I go as a guy with colitis, and I just stick a fake ostomy bag on my chest, and that way I can just dress normal, but I still have a costume. Mila was having none of that this year, so I've got a good a mullet wig, and I've got one of those big handlebar mustaches, and I'm going as the guy that Nikki would have married if she never left Michigan.
Ah.
Yeah, so. Getting back to the race, oh, I guess the long and short of it is Cliff is doing some Halloween function at his kid's school. So, but we have someone to fill in his stead. There are, as you know, there are six states that are Democratic-held states now. And the question is, can, and these are states that Romney has won, Romney won big time. Can the Democrat hold on there? Now, Montana and West Virginia, definitely gone. South Dakota looks very difficult, like I said. Who knows, but it looks difficult. So the question is, Begich in Alaska, Pryor in Arkansas, Mary Landrieu in Louisiana. Note that in Louisiana, this is not going to be resolved until sometime, I think it's first week in December, because more than likely it's going to be a runoff. If Republicans get all six of those seats, they take control of the Senate. However, if they fail to hold Georgia, Kansas, or Kentucky, they need to add. They lose Georgia, they need to add one more. See a pickup. Georgia and Kansas, they need to add two, etc. And so then the question is, what happens in Iowa and Colorado, North Carolina, and New Hampshire? So Those are the things you have to keep your eyes on. And we will talk more about that as we go. But just a reminder, when you're talking about Iowa being very important, Bruce Braley, when you're talking about Colorado being very important, Majority Report, COTV.com. We'll put the link up. It is live now. Go there, sign up. Very simple to do. I want to play this this audio, though, before we move into some other stories and before we have our guest on. This is, should we play, I don't know. All right, we'll play this guy. This is pretty impressive. A Republican running for, what is he? He's running to be on the court. Yeah. So in Texas, Ron Natansky, he's a candidate for the Dallas County judge. Candidate to sit as a judge. Last November, was talking about the upcoming elections. And he was talking about Bernice Johnston's. She's a congresswoman from the Dallas area. About her electorate. And he's suggesting how they're going to win. And the idea is that she's going to win her election. And if we had run somebody against them, against her, it would have brought more of her voters out. And, of course, they don't want to do that. Now, they found other ways to deal with this. They institute, let's say, a voter ID law, which we know will disenfranchise about 600,000 people. But this is just one element of the strategy. He's going to explain that dynamic and then also explain what Bernice Johnson, who is a congresswoman, African-American congresswoman, representing a Eddie Bernice Johnson, I should say, a district in Dallas. Wait till you hear how he perceives what her voters will be doing on that day.
With Charles because he was going to challenge Eddie Bernice Johnson. And people within the party talked him out of it. And you might question, why would you call up a Republican out of running against Eddie Bernice Johnson? Well, because we don't want to motivate her voters. We don't need another 5 or 10,000 of her people to go to the polls. What we want them to think is, there's no reason, she doesn't have an opponent, I don't need to go to the polls, I'll go, you know, spend my food stamp money at the grocery store or whatever, you know, on election day. So you don't want to motivate them. So there is a little bit of strategy behind why you would leave a seat like that empty. Now, it doesn't mean that...
There you have it. I don't. She doesn't have an opponent. I don't need to go to the polls. I'll go spend my food stamp money at the grocery store or whatever. This guy, candidate for Dallas County judge. All right, look, we got to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Andrea Mitchell about the upcoming elections, the midterm elections. And we'll be right back.
Maybe you might even sneak in a question about her husband.
Alan Greenspan. Indeed. Yeah. Well, it's been known to happen that people sometimes do that. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this. We'll be right back after this. Matt?
I'm trying here. Give me a second.
Dude.
It's just not playing.
All right. Well, move your... You got all that junk on the thing. Just move the... what is that? What is that?
It's just a slushy from
downstairs. Don't put the slushy on the board, dude. That's not... Well, it's cold. Be careful. Don't... No, it's gonna spill. You just got to be careful. It's going to spill, Matt. And if it spills, then who knows what could happen. It could screw up the board, and then it could start to send the wrong internet signal, and people could get some type of, like, right-wing show, and they'll think it's some type of Halloween... No, it's spilling! Oh, my God! No, no!
Sorry, boss.
Report.
That's right. You've entered into the danger zone. That, of course, is Kenny Loggins, and this is, of course, the Ken, Ken, and Ken show. I'm the Deuce here with Scotso and the Dork.
Don't call me that.
All right, come on, shut up. So everybody knows that there is an election. What is it? Sometime next week, I think. And so we've
decided. Tuesday, buddy.
Tuesday. So we decided to get some guy who is a reporter to come talk about the upcoming elections. This guy's a huge pothead, apparently.
Yeah, you read his articles. It's like all he covers.
Well,
he,
I haven't read any of them.
Complains about like the CIA bringing in drugs too, apparently, so I can't really follow it.
It's confusing, but we'll ask him about that. He is from the liberal, and just to go and show everybody that we don't play favorites here, we do it right down the middle, because we could have anybody on, but we take someone from the very, very liberal Huffington Post, Ryan Grimm, who works there. Ryan, welcome to the program. You're on with Ken, Ken, and Ken, Ken Show. This is the Deuce.
Thanks, Ken.
No, it's the Deuce.
Thanks, Deuce.
All right. Couple of questions just to, start off. What's going on? Do you guys over there, you just plotting away so that all the Democrats win or what?
Well, obviously, right? It's not going to work, though. The odds are very much stacked against the Democrats this coming Tuesday. Most of the
Sweet.
Models out there are showing like a 70% chance that your guys are going to take over the Senate.
Now, let me just ask you this question, and this is something that we've talked about here. Why would models know anything about politics?
Just like anybody else would. We're talking about computer models that average surveys. They weight the different surveys by their past reliability, and then they crunch the numbers to try to see what the chances that those surveys will be accurate come election day. So those are the kind of models we're talking about.
So is this some like Japanimation thing? Like these are Japanese like computer generated models? Is that what's going on?
Yes. They are computer generated, and I think some Japanimation would probably help with the distribution of them. So we will do that for 2016. I think it's probably too late for this election.
Okay. So in other words, if we're hearing what you're saying is accurate, you guys have failed in like mission not accomplished, right?
Yeah. We'll see, but your guys are looking pretty good, like I said.
Well, no, we're independent, so we don't have a we don't have a dog in this fight. We're just covering it. But let me ask you this:
Who are you Kens voting for?
Excuse me.
Who are you guys voting for?
Yeah, we still live in America, so we don't have to tell you. All right. So here's the question, though, that we have for you, because we noticed today that, and this is something that we just have noticed. It just happens all the time that Republicans are picked on far more than Democrats. Okay, for instance, first off, Scotty B, Scott Brown, up in New Hampshire, the media says, and you guys said, and I think we saw an article about this, that he didn't know his geography, okay? And it turns out you didn't know your geography. What do you say?
I never claimed to know geography. I doubt that he actually has ever claimed to know geography either. Are you referring to the story where he waded into the crowd of people funneling beer bongs at University of New Hampshire?
No, but that's, I'd say, a huge positive because you want a guy who can party. But, no, what we're saying is that there was a debate, and there was a debate, and Scotty B. answered some questions. First off, here's a guy, and this is what I don't understand, too. Why would you expect a guy who's not even from New Hampshire to know the geography there, right? Because that would be like me asking you that.
He's got handlers, though, right? He's prepping before the debate.
All right. So why are you so angry?
Inequality.
Oh, there we go. All right. Well, at least he didn't say the girls. All right.
You guys watch that show?
Which show?
Girls.
Girls?
Isn't that what you're talking about?
Oh, no. We were just talking about all the
problems. I watch a lot of shows with a lot of girls, and I don't know what specific one you're talking about.
There's one on HBO that I assumed you guys probably watched, but never mind.
What?
Oh, that Lena Dunham thing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. She's the worst.
What is going on? Like, can the Democrats ever come up with anything except for this fake war on women?
You know, they don't have much of an affirmative agenda. It's true. You know, if you go around and ask people, what do the Democrats stand for, you're not going to get a very coherent answer. You know, they stand against the Republican Party.
Yeah, affirmative action.
That is an affirmative thing, but a lot of Democrats won't even stand behind that anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me ask you this then. So you're from the Huffington Post, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, we tried to get Sam Stein because we wanted to find out.
He's kind of a big deal.
Well, the big thing we wanted to know is Mika Brzezinski. Is she hot in person?
You got to try to get Sam on to answer that, but like I said, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, what's
what,
the,
you've never
market
been on
share
that
where
show?
You guys are? I don't think that I don't think Sam's coming on anytime soon.
All right, well, whatever. All right, so here's the other thing that we wanted to ask you about. Cheryl Atkinson, what's going on? What is it with the federal government is like taking over her computers? Like, do you guys conspire with them to do this, or is this all like part of your big Benghazi cover-up, or what?
We're not involved in this particular one, and from
can
everything
you,
that I've
you
seen,
have like evidence
seemed,
of that.
There seem to be. I don't. But
interesting.
There do seem to be theories that could explain her TV flickering on and off that do not extend all the way to the CIA or NSA. So you know, it's possible that she just had some lousy cable service. But you know, I suppose it's also possible that the spooks were trying to infiltrate her television, though it's not obvious to me why that would be effective. What are you going to get out of her TV screen? Are they trying to maybe put a bug
there? So hold on. Don't filibuster here, all right? Let us get a word in edgewise.
Sorry.
So let me ask you this. So you're saying that either Obama has screwed up the cable that goes into people's TVs, or they're spying on her.
I mean, you could say that because Comcast and the cable companies are effectively government utilities.
Bingo.
And they know that. So if it's related to the government, then it's by definition Obama's fault. So I guess it's either that or some type of spying activity related to her Benghazi coverage.
Mm. And so go ahead. This is Scott, so I have a question for you.
How you doing, Ryan? I just had a follow-up question sort of related to that. Would you say that you hate America or dislike America?
Is there another option?
You can't even think of one.
Oh, that's really interesting. I mean, I guess I could say strongly dislike Whichever one you want to go with.
I would say that there are some Americans that I strongly dislike.
Oh, see, there's the anger again. You can feel the anger. He's dodging and he's angry.
Yeah. Why do liberals hate so much?
I thought you were the pot guy. Where's the, like, peace
and
love?
Here's the thing. We keep hearing all the time, tolerance. You got to be tolerant of other people. But you're coming on saying how much you hate people.
But here's the thing, and I think I can help you guys out with this one, because I've heard a lot of people wonder why liberals who preach all this tolerance aren't also tolerant.
Right. Oh, so you admit it. Hypocritical.
I'll try to help you out here. So the liberals say that everyone ought to be tolerant of people of other religions, other races, other sexual orientations. They don't say that you need to be tolerant of bigots and people who disagree with that particular issue.
Right, okay, so like ISIS is fine, but you hate us. I get it.
It's okay. No, I think what you're saying is it's okay to hate white people, but you can't hate any black people or women.
Not exactly that. But
so
I
normal
think
people,
getting closer.
Regular people are bad, but, you know, special people. All right, let's.
People with flavor are good, but isn't that exactly the opposite of like what the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was asking us to do?
You know, the idea that that you guys need to be, you know, entitled to tolerance of bigotry is, I think, what you're not connecting to the original impulse behind the whole tolerance thing. There.
Are you aware that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican?
I am aware of that, and congratulations.
Bingo. All right, well, then let me ask you this. This whole thing where you've got apparently, you know, because I don't hear any white people, and I'm not making any type of, like, generalization, but I don't hear any white people complaining about this whole thing where they don't get a special voter registration like in Georgia, right? Okay, so apparently... Because some, like about, I guess, just a few, like 40,000 black people couldn't find their registrations, then it's a problem that everybody, they got to go to court about it, right? What's that about?
Why in Texas can you use a firearm license to vote, but you can't use a state-issued student ID?
Is there a second or third amendment that says that you can go to a school?
Yes. And it's not in the amendments, but yes, it has been interpreted as a constitutional right.
Oh, interpreted.
To education.
Interpreted, yeah. Interpreted. With some help from Europe, probably.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, why are you dodging the question about why black people should get special voting privileges in Georgia when regular people cannot?
Yeah, you guys are echoing what your guy Antonin Scalia said, that somehow the Voting Rights Act created a racial preference.
Yeah,
which is a strange thing to me. Everyone gets one vote. Everyone gets one chance to vote. So how is it a preference if a black person gets to vote and a white person also gets to vote?
I don't know. What did you when you are a professor at a law school and then sitting on the Supreme Court? What did you come up with?
I don't follow your question.
Well, I'm just saying you know better than the Supreme Court. So
yeah, so I guess you're so brilliant. But like, but I think, you know, related to that, I would have to. So in Ryan Grimm's perfect world, there'd be pot for everybody.
Right.
America would probably, there'd be, you know, the borders would be coming over, whatever. We'd be
probably only adults. But
probably. Yeah. Do you have like an email address you could send to the leader of ISIS apologizing for America, like all of that type of thing?
You can reach them on Twitter, I think.
And you apologize to them over Twitter. And so and then black people would be able to vote twice and white people vote once. Is that what you're saying?
How about everybody votes once?
Oh, all right. Whatever you say.
Yeah, sure.
So here's a final question. So you must have been pretty excited to hear that your Apple computers are made by a gay guy.
Yes, but you share Samsung is coming out with a cheaper gay, though.
What?
What?
All right. Well,
yes, hey, that was great. Good for him. I'm glad he can... I'm glad he can now publicly say how proud he is to be gay. You guys in your iPhones?
Yeah, I guess it's a real problem that when we come out and we say we're proud to play video games or we're proud to be a guy, that's a problem though, right? I mean, that's what I'm saying is like, why is it so unbalanced? Why does this guy get all sorts of newspaper articles about the fact that he's gay, but there's never been one article written about the fact that I'm straight?
I think that, the one thing that we can all probably all agree on is that, white men are definitely the most put upon and oppressed and marginalized group in this country.
And I think it's definitely headed that way. The victimhood
that you guys wear, you have earned through hundreds of years of mistreatment.
I don't feel safe as a white male on the street.
I also like how you sort of separate yourself from that. So, red flag.
That's interesting. So, like, do you consider yourself like...
Didn't I say we?
I think you said you.
You said yo. It's sort of like you are a white male, but not of the white male or something. Is that what you're trying to do?
I guess.
Don't you think there should be ethics, though, in journalism?
I haven't been able to follow that one very closely.
Oh, so but in general, you're not even sure, right? See, that's the problem. When we have journalists who come on, they say, well, I'm not sure if there should be ethics in journalism.
I'm for ethics.
I guess
for me, like when it comes to gay people, it's like I don't have a problem. Like for obviously certain types of lesbians are awesome. But like that said, I don't want to have to pay for it. I don't want to have to pay for people's gay marriages. And I feel like, why should that be respected? Like, why do I have to foot the bill if you and your partner want to get married, Ryan?
It is going to cost you a little bit more in wedding gifts over the course of your life, no doubt.
All right. Well, all right. We heard your perspective. Ryan Grimm, if you can tell Sam Stein, we really want to hear about Mika Brzezinski.
I'll tell him.
And other than that, sorry that it looks like you guys are going to lose your election in the midterm. So
appreciate that, guys.
Okay, so Ryan Grimm from the very extremely liberal Huffington Post.
Enjoy your next aromatherapy party with Ariana.
Right, and don't come running to us when, white guys are not allowed to come on radio anymore or do anything. All right.
Yeah, hopefully you'll support endless welfare and food stamps for us when we're not allowed to work or vote or date anymore. Or play video games.
You got it.
All right, we got to go. There's that guy is gone now. So... let's do this commercial. We'll come back with more after this.
All you have to do is read a newspaper or watch TV to know our investments and our savings have lost value in this tough economy, and no one knows how long this will last. Hi, I'm Jay Johnson, former director of the U.S. Mint. I supervised our nation's gold supply, and I'm often asked why I buy gold. I buy gold because it helps protect against inflation and huge government spending. Gold offers diversity in a bad economy, and it's a safe haven asset that has never dropped to zero. In fact, did you know gold prices have tripled since 2001 and may reach new record highs because of inflation and the falling dollar? Make gold part of your portfolio. Call Goldline now, a company with nearly $500 million in annual sales. Goldline has been helping investors acquire gold for nearly 50 years. Call Goldline now. Ask for your free investor kit and learn why gold should be a part of your portfolio. Call now.
So, Scotso, wasn't I saying the other day that, Peter Schiff told me that oil was going to go to $200 a barrel, and it was going to just, inflation was going to be rampant. That's why I sold everything I own. I bought gold and also oil futures that apparently are due like this week.
The other thing too, yeah, I mean, it's all happening. Like you could just see it like in the news and whatnot. But
it's going to be Weimar.
Like Zimbabwe, Germany, I don't know, like before Hitler. But, the thing I also like about gold is it's a real thing. It's not like fake digits, whatever. Like, I get the gold in the mail. I can feel it in my hands. I know it's like an actual, you know, substance. And it's just, you know, it's where you got to bank your future.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at one point, like, you're going to go into the store and you're going to try and give them money. And they're just going to be like, what's this?
They're going to look at you in disgust.
Why don't you think we're going to take this paper?
It would be like walking in today with Monopoly money. Like, you're going to need
people don't realize.
Real currency.
They just print the money. They don't. People think there's some special thing that's happening with the money. They just print it.
That's
it's
all
not
they
even like they make it up out of thin air. There's no, it's not, it's like totally fake.
No, I mean, it's kind of, yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. Gold isn't fake. Another thing also, I mean, we got some other great, you know, I also like to go to inventors.com, register your ideas. There's all sorts of different products and services available because, you know, in the future, you're going to need to take more responsibility for your own life as a business person, as a person who invests wisely. And, you know, because we're under assault, whether it's Ebola, whether it's ISIS, whether it's a president that hates America, literally running a place. It's weird. I don't want to run something I hate. I wouldn't want to be like, yeah, I want to be general manager of the Yankees. I freaking hate the Yankees.
I just want to say that if everybody recalls that years ago, I said that President Obama had an agenda. That was to turn the United States of America into the United States of Africa. Now, what is in Africa? Ebola.
Ebola.
Okay. What's in America now? Ebola. You got a nurse going out, jogging around with Ebola, right? Here's what's going to happen. She's defying Chris Christie, who said, you got to stay inside because you got Ebola. She's defying Paul LePage, who said, you got to stay inside because you got Ebola. She goes around, she coughs, maybe on a squirrel. The squirrel gets Ebola. You can't control a
this
squirrel.
This chick's out biking. And, you know, like,
dude,
this is the whole mindset of liberals. Like, they don't care. What does she care about? Oh, I got to do a bike ride. I care about myself. What else does she care about? Like, Africans.
Yeah.
Not her neighbors.
Right.
Not normal Americans who don't want Ebola. She don't care.
It's all about tolerance, right? War on women. She's a woman. She's trying to give us Ebola. That to me is like a war. She's the one who fired the first shot. I'm not trying to give her Ebola. She's trying to like get either like squirrels or maybe chipmunks and perhaps, I don't know, rabbits that come across. I don't know exactly what's happening up there in Maine, but there's definitely squirrels, definitely chipmunks. You give them Ebola. Some squirrels travel. They can travel up to 200 miles in any given day. They just
I wouldn't
keep
be
running
surprised if she would prefer to give it to another person directly because she's probably like an animal rights person too or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, the thing is too is that they want this to happen to us because they think we're guilty of something.
Right.
So they look at Africa and they say, oh, look at the kid, like his leg's skinny, whatever. That's our fault because of corporations or whatever goes in their heads.
Right.
And so they think we're supposed to have Ebola. And, you know, that's the mentality. That's what Obama believes.
Let's take some phone calls at 646-257-3920. 646-257-3920 if you want to call us up. But I just think it's, like, how do you call yourself a nurse? How do you call yourself a nurse? And then go out and try and give animals and people Ebola. I mean, she's not biking like in a desert, right? It's Maine. She's biking on roads or on paths. Now, if she was to bike, let's say just in the woods, like not on a path, just like she's making her own path, then she can guarantee that there's no squirrels, no animals that she would give Ebola to, fine. But she's on roads, so she could sneeze, some of her boogers get on the road. Somebody drives by in their car, they get the boogers on the wheels, they park it in their driveway, now the boogers on the driveway, then the kid comes out and he plays basketball, the basketball gets the boogers on there, he dribbles, touches his hand. Then he goes in. He's got to brush his teeth, or he's got to, you know, I get something in my eye as I'm playing basketball. I rub my eye. He's got Ebola.
He's got Ebola.
This nurse is trying to give Ebola to kids.
She's a nurse for Africans. She's an Ebola warrior for Americans.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that I think that people, you got to look at this. It's like, how do we even know that she went over there to actually help help African people as opposed to just to infect us?
I want to know who paid for a plane ticket. All I'm not entirely convinced it wasn't ISIS.
Let's go to the phones. You're calling from a 309 area code. You're on the Ken and Show. You're talking to the Deuce.
Hey, Deuce. I've got a question, maybe a financial question.
All right. Shoot.
All right. Okay, thank you. I've been working nights at AutoZone, and I was recently made the night manager there.
Yeah.
And I just want to know what tricks can I implement to avoid Obama's death tax? Thank you. I will take my answer off the air.
All right. Well, I mean, the first way that you the first way you avoid the death tax from Obama is you don't die. But, of course, that's virtually impossible for most people. So the big thing, really, ultimately, and that's when we talk about death panels. I mean, you see the 1-2 punch, right? You put a tax on anybody who dies, then you start death panels so that more people die.
And we know that that's
just another tax scheme.
And they've gone up like triple since Obama's been president.
Triple, or in some cases, I think like four times.
Like four times high. I thought triple was four. I wasn't a great math student.
Yeah, whatever.
But either way, it's a lot.
It's a
and
ton.
There's not much that that guy can do at AutoZone.
No.
And he's probably getting paid out the air to begin with.
Yep. You got to, I don't know. I mean, the thing is that.
It's like he's still got a job with Obamacare.
A super wealthy guy, like if you own the AutoZone, you'll probably have accountants who will tell you how to avoid it. It's really just for the guy who's working behind the counter that ends up paying that death tax. Let's go to the phones. You're calling from 325 area code. You're on the Ken and Ken Show. This is the Deuce.
Hello, I was just wanting to know, where exactly is the best place to bury my gold?
To bury your gold? Well, someplace where you got it close. I would say in whatever you're burying your guns with and your freeze-dried food. Because you're going to want all those things together, because otherwise, then what can happen is, let's say, just for instance, people come from the city. Let's say, I'm not saying it's one person or another, but let's say they speak Spanish, just say. And you don't understand them, but they have somehow gotten your food. You'd have to trade your gold for the food. Or they've gotten your guns, and then they say, give me your gold and your food. So you put it all together, and then, Spanish-speaking people can't get at it.
Right. Thank you, guys, for
anytime.
The information.
And that's why one of the things that we're going to start selling soon is, those metal cabinets that you can bury.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's like these are the things you're going to need.
Let's go to the IMs for a second because we got people writing in. You can also call 646-257-3920 is the number. You want to be part of the program. Have you recently been attacked by women walking down the street? Let us know. Oh, actually, you know what? Let's listen to this. Because this dude, Dennis Prager, he's like, the guy's a genius.
That dude, like, he's one of those guys that you would sort of like, you'd see him in a room and you'd just be like, there's like a brainiac. Like, I don't necessarily want to talk to him. But then, like, he talks, and first of all, it's like, he is a brainiac, but he's right.
Right. I don't know if I'd want to have a beer with him. Look, I'm not saying
that. I know he does drink beer.
He does.
I don't know. He does?
I don't know.
Drinks, but I have no idea.
But he, I mean.
If you want to, like, have some tea and play some solitaire with him or something.
This guy is so right, it makes me want to puke sometimes. All right, let's listen to Dennis Prager. He's at a rally. Who was he there for? Rick Scott?
Rick Scott, Restore America, something like that.
This dude gets it right on, okay? Listen to this. Play this Dennis Prager. Read all his books. I mean, not all of them, but, oh, I mean, I've read about his books.
Seen his books at the airport. I was thinking about this lie, gargantuan lie, of the war on women.
Bingo.
You know, first of all, I hate it because I hate lies. Because let me be very dramatic. Auschwitz was built on lies.
Exactly.
Bingo.
All evil, all gargantuan evils come from lies. So lies are horrific. I'm not comparing that to Auschwitz. I'm comparing the notion of lying to its consequences.
Okay, now stop it right
Secondly,
there.
I was
stop
thinking...
it, stop the audio for a second. All right? Look, what did President Obama say when he came to office? He's going to change America. This is the only disagreement I have with Dennis Prager. Because Obama came in and said he's going to change it. And we all know what he was talking about when he was going to change it to. Right? I'm going to make it more like Africa because that's what I want to do. And I want to... I'm going to make it more like Africa, and I want to, you know, make it like a place that is not like America. He's speaking the truth, and I think in some ways, you know, that's worse than Auschwitz.
President Obama told you right? what he thought.
Right.
He said, I want America to be like Africa. Very... You should spend your days apologizing to Muslims, and girls should take your job.
That's the one thing I would argue about with Prager, but... about the lie thing versus the truth, but everything else he's saying is, I agree, 110%. Go ahead.
War on women, in my lifetime, the one ism or one movement to make war on women, and I mean this literally, has been feminism.
Bingo.
Oh,
totally.
I mean it literally because feminism... is the most, first of all, is the most mislabeled movement. It is actually masculinism.
Uh-huh.
It said, let us emulate men. You women, there is nothing to celebrate about feminine nature. All that is to be done is to emulate masculine nature. You will have sex like men do. You will pursue career like men do. And now we have the debris
Pause
of
it.
All the
Pause
40
it.
And 50-year-old.
Pause it. Totally right. Okay? Because then all of a sudden, like, it is not feminism. It is masculinism. Because the girls come in and they say, like, we want to earn money. What do they say all the time? We want to get paid the same as men. Right? They say they want to be like men because we want to, like, if I do this job, I want to get the same money as men. They want to be men.
Guess what? You're not a dude.
Yeah.
You're not. Like,
and that's the problem is that because they've been hypnotized into thinking they should be like men, they don't even have the ability to say, like, I want to get paid more than a man. See that? So it's holding them back. Then they want to say, like, I want to have sex like a guy. So it gets all confusing because, you know, like two guys butting up against each other. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Sometimes girls, they can't. I know what they're thinking. You know, I'll tell you, I'd love
like,
to
what
see
are you gonna do?
Dennis Prager debate like the president of Harvard because it would just like show the truth. And that's like,
absolutely.
And that's, they're afraid.
That's the problem.
They won't
would
debate.
Never, ever no. do that. And you know who would cover it? Nobody.
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 Yeah, you're right up in Newsmax or
but
something.
You got all these girls who are going around and saying, like, hey, I want to be, I want to make all the money like the guys in this and that. No, they're trying to be like guys. That's what's wrong. That's the biggest thing that they got wrong. They did this, like, with the vote, too. Like, hey, the guys are voting. I want to be able to vote. Right?
Guys are peeing standing up. I want to be able to do that, too.
Oh, here's this. I got a bright idea. The guy's got to go to war. I'll go to war. Like, right? It kills you. It's like, oh. Let me ask you this, and I sincerely mean this. I want to ask the girls in our audience. You can call in 646-257-3920. I'm going to let you talk, but if a guy was to jump off the Toulbin Bridge, would you do it? Just so that you could be a guy, too. That's the question. Continue to play Dennis Prager, because people got to hear this.
Old women who call me and have over the last 25 years to say they bought this, mm-hmm. and now they're just doing fine in a career, no husband, no children. They were promiscuous because they believed in this notion that they could have one-night stands just as easily as men could. And turned out that they were sold a bill of goods.
Totally.
Oh, there
Hold
has
on.
Been a war on
right?
women.
Scotto, it's much easier for guys to have a one-night stand because they can't get pregnant.
Exactly. I mean, again, it's just basic biology.
Totally.
You don't got to worry about that.
That's right. I mean, we know this happens. Like, how many bulls, like if you look out in a field, like at a cattle farm, how many bulls are there?
You know what's interesting?
How many bulls?
There's a lot of bulls.
No, there's one or two, dude.
It's one or two.
But there's hundreds of girl cows.
Girl cows, and they're just
right.
taking care of business.
That's what biology. Total biology.
You know, it's really weird, though, because like for people who are always talking about like listening to nature or whatever, like liberals don't like nature.
No kidding, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, I love nature.
You don't
want to
eat your factory farm meat? Yeah. Go look at a regular farm where there's one bull and there's like 30 girl cows who, and the bull, guess who gets the girl cows pregnant? That one bull.
Yeah.
Continue. Dennis Prager's so on here. In fact, he should use the, if he's listening, use the bull analogy I just made. Go.
By the feminists and the rest of the left.
Yep.
But on issue after issue, these are manufactured divisions. See, that's it. The black-white division, the male-female division, the old-young division, these are all manufactured. There is no war on women.
Hold on.
It's absurd.
Stop it right there. Absolutely right. This doesn't get said at all enough. Okay? Blacks and white peoples got along great until all the blacks started complaining about stuff, and then the Democrats said, this is a way for us to get elected.
No, because right? it was like, look, we all know, like, okay, slavery was not, like, an ideal thing.
Okay.
So we all know that.
All right, no.
And then after
Put slavery aside.
No, because that's ancient
history. That's the one part I forgot.
Right.
Okay, aside from slavery, there's been no division. And in fact, okay, there were black people who were not slaves. So that is all just manufactured, that it was just about black or white. Because if it was just about black and white, there would be no blacks who were not slaves. And we know that sometimes white people are made slaves. So it's not about a color thing, but they all got to, guys like Jesse Jackson got to come in and say like, oh, vote for the Democrats, you know, because of you, black and white people don't like each other.
I mean, you know, they want their cut. So, you know, what does that tell you? Dennis Prager is a Jewish guy, right?
Yeah, but that's all right.
No, I mean, they're clever. They're
no,
very clever.
Totally.
It's cool to
Continue
see
on.
Like a Jewish guy.
It's about time somebody said this. There's never been any.
But good.
They make this war up between blacks and whites, and they make it up about men and women. We've already made it clear. Women are great. I like women better than me.
How could I hate a woman when I got a mom?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Right. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Like, I hate my mom.
Yeah.
All right.
I hate my mom.
She, why would I hate somebody? Does my laundry, makes my food, right? Drives me around when I say I need a ride somewhere. She does everything I tell her. Why would I hate that
you
person?
You ask that Continue. Woman in the lobby every morning that I say, hey, Smiles, why don't you do something sparkly for me? You ask her if I hate a disrespectful woman.
It's absurdity. It's a lie. It's a gargantuan lie to get votes. It's as big a lie as the culture of rape on your campuses. What nonsense. There's a culture of rape on campuses run by the feminist left? What are you trying to sell me this nonsense? One in five women are sexually assaulted on campuses? Do you know what sexual assault means? Did you ever look at what counts? An unwanted kiss is considered sexual assault. I'm stunned it's only one in five. Four out of five women have not gotten an unwanted kiss? My wife gets unwanted kisses every so often. No, it's they make light of rape because they redefine these terms. We don't make light of it. We think it's the worst thing possible short of murder.
Pause it. But they absolutely. This is absolutely true. And the reason why those people were laughing was because this whole joke of like, just because I go up, right? Now, well, I want to just ask all the guys out there, all right? How many times have you gone up, you just go up and you kiss a girl, right? And she gets all uptight about it. Like, I don't know you. Who are you? This, I'm on a train. Leave me alone. Or like...
happens to me all the time.
No, it's unbelievable. It's like, girls, have you ever gotten upset? Have you ever gotten upset? Well, I ask both you guys. I mean, I know the dork, you rarely get this. It happens to you. But, Scotto, when I get unwanted kisses like just out of surprise, like girls come up to me and they go, hey, what's up, dude, you're hot. And like, you know, and they come in, they just grab me, try to kiss me, right? Like, and then, you know, so like they, you know, that happens all the time. If you walk on a street, you get girls trying to kiss you all the time.
All the
time. Do you complain about that?
No, first of all, it's a compliment. The only time I complain about it is when one time a dude tried to do it to me, probably one of Ryan Grimm's friends, right. And that made me kind of scared.
Well, that's
but no one talks about that. That's where the real assault is taking place.
If the girl is gay, then okay, fine. You can say that's a problem. And that's why I know that most of the girls who don't want to kiss me, or if I try and kiss and they get upset, they're gay.
You know they're gay.
And that's okay. But if you are a straight girl, that's the thing. It's like, if a guy tries to kiss me, I'm going to get upset. But when girls kiss me and I haven't said like, oh, yes, please, can I have a kiss? Like, you know, just when they jump you,
like I'm like
and they try and kiss
like
you,
building
I don't get all upset. I don't go and file suit with Obama's, you know,
sexual frickin' harassment,
yeah,
Mujahideen police.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Go ahead. Let's hear more Dennis Prager.
I'm not a government bureaucrat.
No kidding.
Make light of it by trivializing it. Culture of rape. No, I'll tell you what exists on the campus, and that is a rape of the culture.
Oh, totally. God. The culture, it's just like there's so little culture left. It's all just about like Afro world.
Right.
Girl stuff.
It's all like, you know, I've been sexually assaulted. I'm gay. What's the latest Peruvian relaxation music?
Everybody in football is going to wear a pink bandana as you go around, flare pants.
Oh, touch football is going to be next.
All right.
I swear to God, there's not even going to be real football anymore.
We'll take the IMs.
It's going to be touch.
Rand Paul endorses Scotty B. Bingo. I love it. Wise Line Report. By IMing you, I sort of feel like I'm in Brooklyn in spirit.
I don't know what
I don't
you're
think
talking
so,
about,
dude. Dr. Radman, please. Congrats on the new office, guys. I don't know what is going on with
so
our
bizarre.
IMs.
And these are weird handles, too.
Go Giants. Congratulations on the Orange October trilogy. Also, slight echo on the sound. It's good. Gives a Halloween creepy house effect. Yeah, we got to work on that Don 88. If all possible, pan the camera around. Live from Brooklyn and New York. I don't know what you're talking about. Philly Hacker. Have you seen the horrifying Harvard University study on a majority of millennials favoring the GOP? What's so horrifying about that? I mean, you know, just because you're young doesn't mean you're not bright.
Just because you're young doesn't mean you're stupid.
Yeah. Carl Sagan. Sorry if you touched on it already. If not, can you comment on the Harvard Millennial Poll?
Yeah, I'll say it again. Yeah. Just because you're young doesn't mean you're stupid.
Jay Tingle, really, really pissed I missed the Andrea Mitchell interview. Yeah, no, we tried to get her. She wouldn't come on the show.
She's kind of like hot in a certain way. Like she's angry or something.
Right. That is perhaps the most connected individual in Washington. Excellent source of unfiltered inside information. Real no holds barred stuff. A square. Hey, KKK, don't forget to vote on Thursday, not Tuesday. There's a Dem conspiracy like Benghazi, led by Obama, Clinton, and Susan Rice and Holder, to get smart like guys like you to go out and vote on the wrong day.
No, and you know why it's so interesting she says that? Because it's not only the fraud is to get us to vote on Thursday, when Tuesday's when you're supposed to vote, but they didn't say vote on Wednesday. You know why? Because they have a special extra voting day set up for black people to vote twice.
Yeah, of course.
And that's how they'll keep the Senate.
Well, I mean, because they get one vote for America, the way we used to be, and then one for New America. Let's go to the phones.
One for Africa.
You're calling from a 484 area code. Who's this?
This is Jody.
Oh, it's a girl.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I don't know what the big hoopla is about equal pay for women. I like dressing up and being pretty and getting compliments from my male coworkers.
Yeah, now, exactly. Now, how come every time you get an unwanted kiss, it has to be about some type of, like, problem?
I know. Sometimes they're pleasurable.
And be honest, isn't an unwanted kiss is only unwanted in the sense that you didn't realize you wanted it until it happened?
Well, that happens sometimes, but sometimes I think it is wanted.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. And also, can you talk about just how, like, feminists have destroyed women, like, trying to make them like guys?
Actually, I'm being a conservative for Halloween.
Oh, prank call. Yeah, typical. All right, well, go tell Cold Pink your mission accomplished.
Yeah, you kind of tell by her voice.
Right.
Like, it's sort of like, even though she was saying the right things, it sounded to me like I could see the freaking Gloria Steinem post in the
background. Classic liberal move, lie to a call screener. We'll take any call, but you don't have to lie about
it. Yeah, we're not afraid.
All right, let's go. You're calling from a 301 area code. Who's this?
Hey, Sammy, it's Damon.
Who?
Who?
It's Damon.
Okay.
Who are you calling for?
Hey, I'm calling. I just wanted to, if you have listeners here in Montgomery County, Maryland, I just wanted to inform you guys about the judge selection. There's some, I got into it over the summer because I wanted to get into some local politics. And after kind of doing some digging, I found some connections between the, both parties, between the Democrat and Republican parties, are kind of in cahoots with Alec. And right now they're supporting a corrupt judge who was accused of harboring a felon and filing false police reports. And they're still supporting her. She's refusing to answer, like, any questions.
Bingo.
Typical.
Typical. Yeah, supposed war on women, but if you're a woman, you can be a judge even if you do that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a war on women, but when you go on to the different websites like SourceWatch, you can see they have a little section for civil and judicial activism. And the Maryland judges who are currently in office who are supporting this corrupt judge are members of the Alec team. So it's just kind of...
Well, dude, send us an email about it.
Send us an email.
All right,
but I would just say this is another reason that you got to buy gold.
Definitely.
Because, like, you just, you know, it's like the criminalization of the culture. More girls commit more crimes than dudes, but you're never going to see that reported. You got, you know, I would say some of this country, like, it's not becoming Africa. It is Africa.
It is.
Like, we just got to be honest about it at a certain point.
Absolutely.
We're not, like, on the way somewhere.
No.
We're there.
Totally.
Like, we arrived. We're off of the exit.
Right. I mean, it's just like Benghazi's basically here, like, in this country.
Benghazi.
All right, let's go to one more caller from the phone, number 646-257-3920. Yeah, you're calling, I think, from Skype. Who's this?
Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Sam? Hey.
No, this is the Goose.
to get right on. I thought I was going to get screened first.
Yeah, the deuce.
Well, I was calling because I was a little disappointed that you haven't interviewed Howie Hawkins, the Green Party candidate for New York governor.
Dude, I don't know who you're talking to, but this is the deuce.
The deuce?
That's right.
This...
It's the Ken, Ken, and Ken show.
It's the Ken, Ken, and Ken show, buddy. But look, if you got a guy who wants to, like, give people pot or whatever, we'll add him to the list. We got some porn stars and other kind of interesting people we have on usually at the end of the month.
Well, all right, fine. Thanks. You've been helpful.
All right. Call back on Monday.
Yeah, call back on Monday with the all same right. suggestion, and maybe you'll get a potentially different answer.
Harold Schaftenheimer. Sam, I'd like to pitch you an idea for a hidden camera news story. As you know, we all see and hear the crazy and bizarre things conservatives say and do. Yeah, look who's talking, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
You want to do a hidden camera thing and you're saying other people are crazy?
I'm sort of disappointed that no one's called in so we could have one of our world-famous liberal debates.
Dork. Come on.
You're such a leader, dude.
Don't call me that.
When he tells the doctor he thinks he has Ebola because he has the sniffles... Oh, send Matt or Michael to the ER wearing a hidden camera when he tells the doctor he thinks he has Ebola because he has the sniffles that Obama gave it to him and may lead to some psychological tests. When he further explains the president's motives of reparations for slavery and perhaps another attempt to seize his guns, go on to buy some automatic weapons. So I don't even understand any of that.
I don't even
understand. Who's Matt and Mike?
They're great. I'm a liberal, but I disagree with the federal government's handling of flights from Africa. Airport screenings? They don't catch a virus in its incubation period. We're lucky that asymptomatic Ebola victims are contagious, but with antibiotics losing their effectiveness, and thanks to pot, factory farms, and other BS, we need to stop being prepared for super bacteria. Several states, including New York and New Jersey, have ordered quarantines coming in from those countries. They correctly say that it's not many people. Our systems suck. That's what scares me. We're not prepared for the outbreak of Ebola. Look. The airborne contagion and not Ebola, that's what scares me. You think the word libtard would sound good in a Boston accent. First off, you're absolutely right. That's why people have to, in this election, elect out Barack Obama, because you will not see him trying to bring more of these diseases into this country to push America down. It's a leadership problem.
He doesn't lead. He's nowhere.
Joa, I'll be listening via podcast later today, but I hope there's none of that liberal BS. I want Ken, Ken, and Ken. The deuce lives. Liberty, freedom, and tea bags for all. I love it. Cheney Bushes. I love gold. Cheney in Bushes. Can ISIS Ebola hurt me if I'm taking Super Mile Vitality, which is stronger? It would be a good test for it. And Bonora, they don't even print the money. They issue lines of credit to banks. And once done, there's more money. Evil, invisible, magic, electronic money. We need to go back to the gold standard, where the money supply is controlled by leprechauns standing guard over cauldrons of gold coins at rainbow ends. It's absolutely true. That's the one thing that people don't even talk about, is that, like, everybody's like, we need jobs. What did you do with all those, like, Irish people who used to protect the gold?
Yeah. Well, you know, Irish people are white, though.
It's basic biology, says people who say stop teaching our kids biology in school. Pirates of Destiny. Ever since Anthony got censored by the Thor police, your show has been the only safe haven for me. Thanks, KK and K. No fetch.
That guy got totally railroaded.
Sammy, I understand Brooklynese. Can you put subtitles on the podcast? Dude.
What are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Even know what that is about.
That guy was taking a picture of a sidewalk in Times Square, and a girl got in the way of his camera, and then she was all like, you're racist, then he loses his job. That's what happened to Anthony. It's one of the most, like, that's what I mean. Like, you talk about war on white guys, war on straight people, all of that in that one instance. This girl walks in the line of vision of his photo for his shot of a puddle or whatever, because he's an autistic guy.
Look,
then she attacks him because, like, you know, she's black or whatever.
If you're a girl and you are black, you can go out, not just take pictures wherever you want. They will pay you. They have a whole thing of foundations. They give you money to go out and do whatever you want to do.
She was probably on her way to the post office to get
to
one
pick
of those
up a check.
She was probably just like, yeah, I don't want competition. I'm going to take a photo at the same spot, and guess what? The government's going to give me $40,000 to do it.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. And then all I got to do is go up to Canada. They get more money.
Yeah. So unbelievable, the rackets that we live on.
So when you get taxed because you get born, because you die, because you work, because you eat, because you sleep with, they haven't instituted the sleep tax, although you're being taxed during those hours that you are sleeping. All of that is to go to pay for basically girls and women and black people to go out and do our projects.
That's it.
Red Baron, love the new show format. Z, you're right about everything. No, duh. I've been telling pansy conservatives only one way to close the borders and protect it from everything, landmines. Offense, screw that. Landmines are the only solution. See, that's the thing, is that you got to spend so much money on a fence when if you do put in landmines, it doesn't have to necessarily be landmines. It could be a laser. It could be anything, like, or it could be just like manually operated machine guns that don't have to, like, they can start shooting over your head and they just sort of drop. Like,
right, right.
There's a way to do that. But landmines are simple. Then what happens is you don't have to tell, you don't have to keep people out. You're convincing them it's not worth their while. It's about incentives. That's what Milton Friedman said from the day one.
No comprende? Yeah, I think so. I think you comprende a friggin' hanging machine gun
right, yeah.
that works on its own.
This is the beauty of it. Things that go boom are in every language. It's boom in English. It's boom in Spanish.
That's right. But a lot of Republicans, you see, this is where Republicans, they don't stand the test of their own convictions because they go on and say, we need a secure border.
That's why I'm nonpartisan.
Right. You come along, you're a Democrat, and you say, I want to put unmanned aerial laser beam machine guns on the border.
Definitely.
You got my vote.
I would definitely vote for a Democrat like Zell Miller. If he was still around, I would vote for him.
Well, like JFK. I mean, if JFK was alive today, that guy would be, like, more conservative than anybody.
Dude, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican.
No kidding.
Okay, James Myers. Some people don't realize.
And his whole point was you should love America. That's why they were at the lunch counters.
Sam, you talk about Ebola. I don't know where that is. Like a typical Republican talked about Katrina. You downplay the need to take action. Oh, I don't know even what that means. The government, CDC, mainstream media tells you there are no new cases of Ebola, and you don't question it, yet your whole show is predicated on not trusting these institutions. Hey, no, I'm absolutely convinced there's plenty of cases of Ebola in America. They're all hiding it from us, of course, because Obama wants to turn this into, and they've already gotten to the WTO when they talk about in Liberia, there's supposedly no more that the number of Ebola cases are going down. Yeah, no kidding, because they're all happening in this country. Listen, everything those so-called scientists tell you, right, the incubation periods, they all like to throw around all these words, right? Incubation periods, like it can't. They say that the guy in Texas, even though he lived with his girlfriend or his fiance, they didn't get infected. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Sure.
I'm happy now. That was the least awful Ken and Ken show yet. Happy you are getting settled in. Will Cliff now be on a little bit? What? No.
We're getting these, like, bizarre messages yeah. from people who frankly sound like they're a little queer.
Yeah. DX Full. Hey, 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 Ken. I read in Vulture that the actor Adam Baldwin for the TV show Chuck started the first hashtag game again. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The thing is, like, I always used
He's
to
fantastic.
Think, like, gamers would just, like, total lose. You know, like the kid that I would dunk their head in the toilet, you know, call him queer, whatever. But the thing is, like, they got a point.
Totally.
Because, like, they're trying to play games, and you got these girls coming along. It's another thing. It's like guys can't be outdoors. Dude. Now they can't be indoors anymore.
I totally agree. I mean, I hated Gammas too. And then all of a sudden this Gamergate thing happens and I love Gammas.
I do not believe that you did not love games to begin with, Doc.
Oh, I play video games, but I hated Gamers.
Dude
was playing Chutes and Ladders with his mom.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. 100B, do a random Sam Cedar. Who the fuck is that?
Sounds like another Jew. No, I think I saw that guy. He's like, he was on like a TV show or something. He sort of looks, I don't know, he's got these glasses. He looks like a lesbian or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he was in that chick show, wasn't he? The Sex in the City one.
Canine Cats. Ken, I ordered my...
even more.
Yeah.
You watch Sex in the City, though?
Guess who's been chickified?
Is that how you decompress from playing video games?
Maybe I was doing it to get some tips. Ever think of that? Oh.
No. What? Beauty tips?
All right.
Okay, Ken, I ordered
my
iPhone.
Painting his toenails again.
Ken, I ordered my iPhone 6. Should I soak my iPhone in alcohol before using it? My tea bag of friends have warned me I could get Ebola from my iPhone 6. Well, I don't think that, you know, just because the guy is gay, you're going to get Ebola from his phone.
I did hear, though, but, like, you don't know because, like, where those things are sort of, like, shipped from or whatever. But I heard, like, microwave. Versus alcohol.
What's that?
Because they get shipped, like, if you think about, like, the iPhones built, like, because they can't be made in America because of how high the taxes are. Because, like, God forbid you let a company like Apple, you know, he may be gay, but he's not stupid, right? He's not going to build it in America because the taxes are too high.
Of course.
So then the parts are shipped from all over, and it could include a place that comes from Ebola. So, like, you know, I would say put it in the microwave for a couple of minutes just to play it safe.
Matt and the BK. So what's the best packy in Dorchester? For me, I'd say Morrissey Boulevard Wines and Liquor.
It's a good spot.
Just basically because there's some hot girls who work there. But,
yep.
And they always carry Genesee. Yeah. Tony Unipolis, longtime douchebag here. You guys ever doing another run of the trucker hats? And can I get one signed? Obama did make the U.S. more like Africa. Africa's wicked hot, and it's getting hotter here every soon. Summer, boom, proven. Yeah. Yeah, must be a liberal if his phone isn't working. 646-257-3920 is the number. Charlie, Ebola's from Africa? Benghazi, somewhere close to Africa. Southern France, I think, and Obama's from Africa. Need I say more? It's all connected. Jesus bless you guys.
Benghazi is in Africa.
Mutt,
you know that?
I do.
Mutt 1126.
They don't call me the dog for nothing.
Mutt 1126. Hey, Deuce, I hate this. That Anita Sarkeesian chick. I don't condone the harassment, but that bitch is a see you later, and I hope she dies. I want to address I want her address for no reason. Hashtag Gamergate. Assman, yo, Deuce, I'm all for sealing the border, but there's some Brazilian girls out in Western Mass who could get amnesty all night, if you know what I mean. Up high, bro.
Brazilian girls, that's not a lie, dude. It's no joke.
Big Papa 69. Hey, guys, big fan. What do you do when your chick makes you do chick stuff? My girl wants to help making dinner sometimes. I don't want to look like a twinkle toes over here. Hey, you know what? This is how you help with dinner. You say right up front what you want. This is what you need to do. Communicate with girls. So you got to say, I want to have a steak or I want to have, you know, a chicken and I want to make sure there's beer. That way they know what to get you.
Because if you're with an actual girl... That's what she means by help me with dinner. She's asking you what you
want. That's the problem. It's all about communication. Now, I know that sounds like I'm being a little bit namby-pamby. You just got to communicate what you want.
No, but think of like girls. No, but it's true because when you think about girls, think of like the fact that, like, again, it's science. They have different brains. And their brains are talking brains. So you got to learn to think about it.
What happened to Scotcho over here?
Sorry, I'm friggin' late to tune in.
That's why you're on tongue, Scott.
But how did you massholes like my Ebola song? Did we play Jimmy Reefer Cake's Ebola song?
Well, who's this Jimmy Reefer Cake guy?
Some dude who called in with a song.
Let me see if he sent us one. Right. I've never seen one from
Jimmy
before.
Sullivan, dear the deuce. So today's the day the little godless pagans go begging from house to house, dressed in their Satan-worshipping disguises for free Obama candy handouts. And the little freeloaders threaten vandalism of private property if they're told to pull themselves up by the little pirate bootstraps.
Oh, dude,
thanks, Obama.
Dude, it's Halloween. You got to have some fun. You got to lighten up. You see, this is the problem, I feel like. I think like
political correctness.
Yeah, we get into a position because then, you know, it's attitudes like that along with the Anita Sarkeesians, and all of a sudden you're not going to have hot Ebola nurse outfits anymore for Halloween.
Total
everything.
Total freaking political correctness world that we live in now has ruined everything. Can't go out. One of my favorite costumes to wear for Halloween used to be like an old Sambo face. I would go out like doing a lawn jockey thing, right? Like, and I would just stand. That was the joke. And then everybody's like, all of a sudden, it's political correctness. I wouldn't have a problem if a black guy went out and put white makeup on his face.
Think of how many jobs would be created if they let the Ray Rice and his wife costume go forward and you could dress up like that with your girl.
Do you remember that gay French guy who did all the things like this where he goes like he's in a box but it's not really there? Right? You know what I'm talking about?
You know more about the gay French guy than me, but I think
I know
what you're talking
about.
You've
seen him. He dresses like a clown. The dork. You know what I'm talking about, right? He does the thing with the box.
Oh, what was that dude's name? Mime, I think he called himself.
Yeah. So what does he have on his face?
That's right.
Oh,
what
does
he have on
his face? Got white paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the people protesting about
that? I'm offended deeply as a white person.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Deuce. Big fan, I just wanted to see, add, WTF is up with this nurse in Maine. She's not even hot. Why is a woman who ain't even hot on TV? One word, feminism.
Oh, and
Deuce,
Ebola.
I watch Sex in the City. Each episode takes about 3 minutes, so fast forward. Looking for the sex scenes. Bingo, mosquito. Dude, has there never been racism ever? Who do you think helped white men catch slaves in Africa? That's right, black guys. White and black people work together to gather up the African slaves, proof that there's racism has never existed in history.
That's what no one ever talks about.
And those slaves, when they got to America, they got 3 squares, warm clothes, guaranteed jobs, and shoes. So come on, plantation owners who would break up black families you owned, Democrats. And if you did not know, hundreds of doctors had gone to Africa to help those Ebola for years, and they've been coming back to America, too, for many years. Oh, my God, we've been so lucky. So we got that song from that Jimmy Pothead guy?
Yeah. I think he's one of Ryan Grimm's friends, too.
Okay.
Here we go.
I said the fear of Ebola is out of control. The fear of Ebola has crippled your life. You refuse to leave the house. You won't even touch your wife. You won't even let your children out to play in the park. You want to cancel all the flights and build your own Noah's Ark. I'll give you something that is good for your health. Why don't you listen to the virus? Here's Ebola himself. My name is Ebola, and I think it's insane. Out of all the viruses, they're giving me a bad name. I can only be transmitted in a bodily fluids. Waterborne, foodborne, airborne, that's not how I do it. In Africa, it's crowded and there's poor sanitation. Why don't we focus on helping these African nations? Ebola.
We can't be wasting any time.
This message is brought to you by the people for equal treatment of Ebola, known as Pete. Pete will be accepting all donations via allthehypocrisy.com. Click on the donate button and commission Jimmy Reefercake to write a song for you.
Freeloader. But
you know, I'll tell you something. Unbelievable how the one thing that liberals do not understand is that there is evil in the world.
Right.
Right? And so, evil, what does that start with? Ebola, what does that start with? Africa. Okay. So, bottom line there's evil, and liberals can pretend that doesn't exist. So, you know, that, don't worry about Ebola, just because this is the way that you can catch it, or you can catch it that way. We have already had in this country more than four people who had Ebola. Four.
Well, and also I would say, like, I hope the kids are listening, because, like, look, like, don't get me wrong, like, I enjoy partying, but, like, that's what, like, smoking a lot of weed could lead you to.
Bush and chains. I'm in Africa. I must be, I'm in Mexico. I must be Mexican.
What?
Scooter. I'm trying to hedge my gold investments these last 2 years of abomination. I'm thinking floodlights, fencing supplies, and explosives. Any advice? You're on the right track.
Yeah.
I am race baiter. Mitch McConnell's running ads here in Kentucky, making fun of Allison Grimes' family restaurant called Huge Ass Burgers in Lexington. Election one. I don't even understand that. Jay Tingle. Ken. What about Donnie Wahlberg's new wife, Jenny McCarthy? Am I right? Holy cow. Good job. I didn't even realize it. General reminder, I am. Ebola isn't a bacterium and can't be treated with antibiotics. Score one for factory farm, sort of. Do you guys drink beer during the broadcast? You sound so professional. Little Gray. Hey, Deuce, dude. It's a straight white man. I was told right here in the New Testament, my shit is my shit. And no Democrats or feminazis or queers or new Black Panthers or Muslims or low Raza have the right to take it from me and marginalize me if I was a little girl. When did America go so wrong? Why was all the power stolen by the Bible haters?
Moshi Moshi.
Hey, Bob and Douche. Where's the liberal show that I've been listening to? Do you realize you hijacked the station? I'm writing this letter to the KFC about this. I don't even know what that's about. Mrs. Patrick Howley, P.S. Thank you for calling out this feminist bullshit. These are just angry. This culture's so feminized, I can't even get complimented on the street anymore. Why can't feminists take a compliment instead of ruining for the rest of us, says Mrs. Patrick Howley.
It's because P.S. they're not getting
any compliments.
I heard that
libtard Sam Cedar won't even eat steak. Kenny Pick. I think I got a booger on me from basketball. Should I call 9/11? Definitely. Get it checked out. Glennie, what are you guys driving these days? Sorry, what are you guys driving these days? I got the IROC Z. Well, I'm on my way to getting the IROC Z. I've got to buy it off of Craigslist. Right now I got an old Corolla, but I'm not proud of it.
Still wheeling out the mid-90s Cherokee.
Grandma, love the truth you're spreading. Can't wait to drop the deuce on my idiot liberal friends. Well, you've all been deuced.
Drop the dose.
Since it's Halloween, what are your thoughts on all the Lady Ghostbusters reboot? What? They're going to ruin that freaking movie by making it all girls?
They're going to do it with all girls? You know,
you got to be kidding me.
It just never ends. It literally never ends.
Unbelievable.
It's getting to a point where I don't even want to tell girls to smile on the street anymore. I'm like, screw you. Frick
Bill,
it.
Bill Murray's got to be turning in his grave.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Bill Murray's dead, though?
Oh, can you imagine what John Belushi is saying right now?
He's saying, could we please not destroy all of the good freaking movies ever made with girls? That's what he was trying to do on Saturday Night Live, and feminism drove him to kill himself.
Robbie Dub. Deuce, I heard Obama's going to spread Ebola in the polling places in highly Republican voting districts to get rid of Republicans. What should we do? You got to go into all your polling places with a mask, rubber gloves. Matt, my 83.
Make sure you're recording and bring a recording device, too, and send us any videotape you see of those Obama people spreading that Ebola around.
No, because they will. There'll be new Black Panthers at various locations. They got it from ISIS. It's something to really think about.
Have you had James Risen on your show yet?
Who's James Risen, dude?
I don't know. You want to listen to him? Go back into the archives of that Majority Report show if you can find it. I think you get a...
No idea what you're talking about.
79195. Obama will play hardball and extra-dimensional chess with a Republican-led Senate. No need to vote, as it only complicates the situation. But if you absolutely vote, you can vote for a radical Tea Party candidate. That will make it easier for Obama not to cooperate. Nelly Girl. Should black people need to take an oral and written test on the Constitution before they can vote? Darren Wilson for Congress. Yes, yes, and yes. Well done. Sox maniac. Dude, I'm a totally wicked big Pat fan, but sometimes I think Tom Brady might be a little too metrosexual or whatever. It's true.
It's a little weird.
It's weird.
It's definitely weird.
You buying the marriage to that super hot model girl? Still think she'd rather be with Scotty B. Am I right? Totally.
Totally.
Right.
Scotty B, like you could tell, he knows how to take care of a girl.
Deuce. Dude, love the new show. Good to hear the truth is on this channel finally. Obama's hiding all the Ebola cases in the detention camps until he can unleash them like zombies. Good luck on your new studio. Glad your show replaced with that rabbi to anti-Semite, Sam Cedar. But since I heard that he was anti-Semitic, well, maybe it wasn't totally bad. By the way, you and me remember Bernie Cabo? She showed your kids the 2004 ALS World Series. Mark Bella Horn.
Dude,
Bernie Cabo, 1976. Hits it over into the green monster in his fifth game of the series. Wins the game. Jesse, did you hear LePage is running against a queer? Well, there's only two things that come from Maine. Moose and queer guys? I don't know how that's.
Well, Ebola goes. Now.
And Ebola.
Yeah.
Three things come from Maine.
You got one thing going for you, your governor, and they're about to spoil it.
Yep.
They're freaking weird up there, though.
Somerville, dude. I'll be cracking skulls and grinding on some sleighs at the Phoenix in Central tonight. Dressed as zombie Martha Coakley. Swing by, I'll buy you some natties. Sweet. Militant apathy. If liberals have abandoned Obama, what could he have done differently? I thought he should have been all over Assad. Too afraid. Most liberals said no, so he didn't attack. Any single payer would never pass. He got a decent plan. Are they upset over drones? Snowden? All right. The final IM of the day. And folks, we'll be back on Monday. It's from L.R. Porter. Happy Halloween, you pump Ken, and Ken heads. I love it. All right, folks. See you later.
It might take all the strength I got to get to where I want, but I know somehow I'm gonna get there. I wasn't looking when I just got caught between the truth and the light bulb. But finding out won't make me feel any better. Yeah, I know the clock is ticking, but the meds are gonna kick in, and my pilot light's shining bright. I guess I'm where the choice is made, for the option where you don't get paid, for the road that bends before it finally breaks you. I guess somehow I lost my drive between the 101 and the 5. Do you know how far the detour takes you? Yeah, I know the clock is ticking, but the meds are gonna kick in, and my pilot light's shining bright. Shifted it.